1965, the year for the Kinks, all day and all the night. And before that, from 68, the Box Tops, Crying Like a Baby. Steve Lee at 2:35. Well, let's see. Tonight at 10:05, it's the Cincinnati Reds and Dodgers on Wacky Radio. One of the Reds about 17, 18 games back now. I think they still have a chance to win the pennant myself. And, of course, they'll have a chance to beat the Dodgers. 10:05 tonight on Wacky Radio. 1964, the year Tough Oldie on Wacky.
I will gather stars out of the blue for you. Yes, baby, for you. Oh, I wouldn't do. Yes, baby.
WAKY 1964. That guy's not worried about the phone bill, the electric bill going up. Ricky Nelson, for you. Stephen Lee, it's 2:37 now. If you would like to win 6 tickets to the State Fair Disc Jockeys Rock and Roll Revival Show, be my 7th caller right now. 571-WAKY.
I don't like sleep alone. Stay with me, do.
WAKY. That's Maureen Montgomery. There's Got to Be a Morning After. And before that, Paul Anka from 1975. I Don't Like to Sleep Alone. Stephen Lee saying congratulations to Cindy Reagan of Louisville. Cindy was my correct caller through and wins 6 tickets to the Kentucky State Fair Disc Jockeys Rock and Roll Revival Show. Starring the Chiffons, Coasters, Bo Diddley, Tommy Rowe, Bobby V, and the Wacky DJs also will be on hand. The rest of you keep listening for your chance to win at any moment on Wacky. Meanwhile, back in the booth.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
WAKY. Oh, no. Hey, doll, I left my daggone checkbook at home. Think you could pick up the tab. That's Billy Paul, me and Mrs. Jones out there at a restaurant somewhere. And Stephen Lee Cook, 2:48. Your AccuWeather forecast is all the way, along with a song from 1965.
Mile after mile, we've got the spirit. Smile after smile, we've got the Delta spirit. Light after light, we've got the spirit.
And Delta passengers find out that mile after mile, we go a long way to make sure every trip on Delta is their best one yet. One great way we do that is with Delta's advanced seat selection. That's right. You can select your seat before you even get to the airport. It's this simple. Just pick up your phone and book the flight you want on Delta. Ask for the seat you want right then and there, within 31 days of your travel dates. And it will cover all segments of your flight, coming and going. It's all part of what we call the spirit of Delta, making every trip you take with us a pleasure.
Delta is ready when you are.
Greg Blevins bought his new Sam Swope Pontiac from salesman Mike Essen. Mr. Blevins, which model Pontiac did you buy?
I just bought a 1983 Pontiac Bonneville.
How did the price here compare with other dealers?
I found the price that I got here at Sam Swope to be lower than prices I've got elsewhere.
How much money did you save?
I figure I saved about $200.
You know our slogan, don't you?
Nobody walks away.
Kentucky's largest transportation merchant, Sam Swope, Pontiac, Honda, BMW, 4311 Shelbyville Road.
A little later this afternoon on the Bob Moody Show, you'll have a chance to win some tickets to see Soul Brother number one, James Brown, along with Harold Melvin of the Blue Notes and Sam and Dave. That'll be happening Friday, August 12th at the Louisville Palace. Here's John Cosette's AccuWeather forecast this afternoon. A nice one. It's hot, though.
sunny to partly cloudy, very warm, high 92. Tonight, fair and warm, low 71 degrees. Then tomorrow, steamy with hazy sunshine, high 94. And on Friday, hazy sunshine, hot and sticky with a high of 96. Currently, mostly sunny skies, 91 degrees from WAKY. With Paul McCartney singing lead from Abbey Road. That's Oh, Darling. And before that, The Fortunes from 1965. You got your troubles. If I got mine. Good afternoon. Steve Cook, along at 2:56. Thanks for listening. Next hour, Van Morrison, Johnny Mathis, The Foundations. Plus, I'll be giving away six more tickets to the Disc Jockey Oldie Show at the Kentucky State Fair. Keep it on wacky. Here's B.J. Thomas.
She was just 16 and all alone. I came to be
the only station for music and fun. We're WAKY, Louisville. Zip 40202.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Dorton. The federal government is suing General Motors, accusing the big car maker of concealing an important safety problem. At issue is a tendency for brakes to lock on the 1980 X cars. ABC's Bettina Gregory explains the government's special concern.
Officials say the reason for the suit is because GM allegedly lied about what they knew about this braking problem and when they knew it. The suit says that GM officials concealed extensive testing the company did before the 1980 X cars were ever sold.
The government wants GM to be fined $4 million and also wants a new recall of over a million cars. GM has yet to comment on the suit, which involves the 1980 Chevy Citation, Buick Skylark, Pontiac Phoenix, and Olds Omega. Other news from Detroit, the big three car makers made impressive sales gains during the last 10 days of July. GM, Ford, and Chrysler up an average of 37%. Similar numbers are reported for the whole month when compared to the same period a year ago. I'll have more after this.
I smoked up to a pack and a half a day, and I wanted to quit, so I tried Bantron. On my first day, I cut down. Within a few weeks, I'd quit all the way. Without Bantron, I doubt if I could have done it.
Bantron smoking deterrent tablets help you break the cigarette habit. Clinical tests showed that as Bantron goes to work for you, the number of cigarettes smoked decreases. And the more you want to stop, the more Bantron helps. Use only as directed.
It took some self-control, but Bantron really helped me make it.
Come on, honey. On your feet. Remember dancing the twist?
Yeah, but Joe, it's been years.
Oh,
I'm out of shape.
You're doing great. You're doing fine.
I strained my back.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Sit down while I get the Doane's pills.
Good advice. Doane's pills contain magnesium salicylate, a painkiller found in no other leading analgesic. Brings temporary relief of simple muscular backache pain due to overexertion, strain, or stress. Use only as directed.
How's your back tonight, honey?
Feels much better, thanks to Doane's pills.
You have heard probably about the mistake that led to yesterday's abrupt cancellation of a White House tour promised to a group of business and professional women now meeting in Washington. Well, today, the president tried to make amends, but as ABC's Bob Clark reports, it was not a total success.
The embarrassed president dropped in on the Washington Convention of Business and Professional Women's Clubs. He promised both to find out who was to blame for telling the women their planned White House tour yesterday wasn't on the schedule, and to end every last vestige of discrimination against women in government laws and regulations. But the group's president, Polly Madenwald, told a news conference the apology wasn't enough, called the incident another example of the Reagan administration's refusal to take women seriously, and said they'll get even at the polls in 1984. Bob Clark, ABC News, Washington.
The Soviets are keeping a low profile on an incident at sea. An American destroyer patrolling off Central America apparently queried a Soviet ship bound for Nicaragua. The Soviet ship is one which the president said was carrying arms. It's unclear what sort of answer the U.S. ship got when it asked the Soviets about their cargo. ABC's Walter Rogers reports from Moscow that the Kremlin is not making a big deal out of it, but is warning that it feels the U.S. is interfering and ignoring international laws of the sea. In Nicaragua, ABC's Jerry King says Soviet officials there have for the first time expressed support for the Contadora nation's effort to find a settlement, a search the United States also supports. The UN Security Council has agreed to Chad's request for a special session to consider the war that Chad is fighting now with Libyan-backed rebels. The State Department appears to be discounting Libya's threat regarding the aircraft carrier Eisenhower, which is cruising reasonably nearby as a show of U.S. concern. Libya says if the Eisenhower enters the Gulf of Sidra, it will be attacked. The State Department says the Gulf of Sidra is international waters, and the U.S. will do as it pleases. Washington also has sent Chad several American advisors to help with training of Chadian troops in the use of U.S. anti-aircraft weapons. Guess who's trying out for a part in the new Broadway production of Death of a Salesman? You may as well give up. It's G. Gordon Liddy of Watergate memory. Liddy did well enough in auditions. He's been invited back to read again. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 5.5 points on 65 million shares. This is ABC News.
If you're a homeowner, here's some down-to-earth advice from Safeco. Lower the cost of your home insurance by raising your deductible. Like most people, you'll probably pay for home insurance for years before ever making a claim, so a small increase in your deductible could add up to big savings over all those years, as much as 20%. So see your independent Safeco agent and discover all the ways Safeco helps careful homeowners bring home savings. Check the Yellow Pages for the independent Safeco agent in your area.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Kate Thornton.
High pressure centered to the east will continue to give us sunny warm weather this afternoon. During tomorrow and Friday, our weather will become more uncomfortable as a humid southerly flow takes over. This is meteorologist John Cosette with WAKY's AccuWeather Forecast. A good deal of sunshine and very warm this afternoon, the high 92. Fair tonight, the low temperature 71. For tomorrow, steamy with hazy sunshine, the high 94. On Friday, hazy sunshine, hot and sticky, the high 96 degrees. This is WAKY AccuWeather meteorologist John Cosette.
And this is Stephen Lee Cook at 305. A health advisory is in effect for the Louisville metropolitan area. The air quality index is at 109, which is equivalent to 209 on the old scale, which is in the very unhealthful range. No change in the air quality is forecast for later this afternoon either. Currently, Kentuckiana, we have mostly sunny skies, 93 degrees from WAKY. Up a little 409, and before that, Van Morrison from 1967, as promised, and Brown Eyed Girl, Stephen Lee, 311, We're Wacky.
I'll get the paper, Marvin. Uh-huh, caught red-handed. You come come right back here with that Louisville Times.
I was just borrowing it.
And to think I've been blaming the paper boy for leaving coffee stains in the sports section.
Hi, I'm Bernie Noteman, your new neighbor.
Pleased to meet you. Get your own Times subscription.
Well, actually, I don't need one. I don't really have time to read the paper.
Well, they'll deliver it right to your door. Think of the time you'll save by not having to sneak around your neighbor's yard.
Well, actually, I just wanted to glance at the sports.
You go to all this trouble just for the sports? What about neighborhoods, the TV listings, movie reviews, not to mention recipes, horoscopes, Ann Landers, Let Me Do It.
All that's in here?
And more every day. The Louisville Times is more than a newspaper. It's your who's who, what's happening, when to do, where to go, why you should know, and how to do it newspaper.
Gee, maybe I should get a subscription.
Well, the phone number is 582-2211.
I'm terrible with numbers. I'll just borrow your Times.
But
the Louisville Times. We're more than a newspaper. To subscribe, call 582-2211.
Get out the baseball bats. Get out the baseball hats. Come on and watch the Cincinnati Reds.
And when you travel to Cincinnati to watch the Cincinnati Reds this season, why not plan to spend a few extra days in the Queen City? Cincinnati's a great place to visit. There's lots to see and do. It's a friendly, fun town. Plan a baseball weekend or baseball vacation in Cincinnati. You and your family will have a great time.
Say, just say, get out of here. And before that, from 1958, the Ponytails, Born Too Late, Stephen Lee Cook on Wacky.